This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Josh Butts. Josh is an organizer of the Austin PHP user group and a respected member of the PHP community at large. And Josh, I want to talk to you today about your work with the Austin group. You've got a lot of local talent there in Austin, so I'm guessing finding speakers is never difficult. What is the most difficult aspect of running one of the larger pugs like the Austin PHP user group?
You know, it's hard to please everyone. And you know, if you look at what meetup.com says our group size is, it's about 750. You know, we don't ever see 750 people show up to a meeting. But because it's so large, we get a diverse set of people showing up. And, you know, that goes from, you know, people who are seasoned pros that have been doing PHP professionally for, you know, upwards of a decade, some of them. And other people who are just hobbyists or who are just trying to get into the language and really know, you know, little to nothing about it and are coming to learn, you know, the very basics. And, you know, so we get, you know, on average, we get about 30 to 35 people out, and those could, you know, run the entire spectrum of that skill level. So kind of programming content for these meetings that can keep everyone interested, they can keep the people who have been doing this for years interested and satisfied and feel like they're getting something out of it, and trying not to go over the heads of people who are just trying to get into the language, and making sure that when we, you know, that they come into the community and get, you know, kind of a warm welcome and feel like they're, you know, we're enabling them to learn and continue to grow. That kind of stuff can be challenging because, you know, I want to program like really cool, you know, advanced topics on all the cool stuff you can do with PHP. But if I get 20 people in a room who are newbies, then that's not really useful to them, and it's not useful to the group if they're not able to come and learn. So you know, I think you know, keeping the topics varied and making sure that we're kind of serving the Austin community at large, just from PHP and from a technology standpoint, making sure that's all on track and making sure that's all organized is really challenging at times.
Very interesting. Thanks for that insight there. A lot of times we talk about, you know, what's the biggest failure or the biggest faux pas you've made, and we all have a good giggle about it. But I want to ask you, as a user group organizer, what is the most successful thing that you've done? The one thing that you can point at and said, hey, I did that, and that was cool.
You know, in my mind, there's no question it's the consistency. We have, you know, we meet every month, same time, same place. And I was actually looking at the stats this morning before we got on, and our April meetup will be our 80th consecutive monthly meeting that has been at the same time at the same location. 80 months is quite a long time. And so, you know, the nice thing about that is if you want to participate, you don't really have to remember to go check the website and find out the details. You obviously can and figure out what the talk's going to be, but people just know that they show up at the same place on the second Tuesday of every month, and that's just when we do it, and people just come. So, you know, it's one less thing that people have to deal with in their kind of daily lives and busy schedules, remembering to go figure out the details. They just know it's second Tuesday, I'm going to go to the meetup. And keeping that running has been really, I think, helpful in keeping the group strong and keeping it growing and making sure that we have a continued presence. You know, we're fortunate to have a really outstanding facility that was is kind of donated to us by the State of Texas Education Department. It's super high tech, all the multimedia stuff you could want. And, you know, so we've been able to use that every single time. And, you know, it's nice that you just know where it is and what's going on. Sometimes, and, you know, the other thing I think is, from a continuity standpoint, sometimes we don't have a speaker or a set topic, and we meet anyway. I think I've seen that in a couple other places, and people that I've talked to is, you know, I can't find a speaker this month. Should we have a meeting? And I think you absolutely should. we'll just get together and talk shop. I mean, so that's been some of our best meetings from a like learning and figuring out what's going on in the community standpoint. Is just, you know, we don't have a speaker today. We don't have a set topic, but you're going to get 20 or 30 people in a room and you're going to talk about PHP and talk about what's going on in the on the internet.
Excellent. Great insight there. Thanks. Third question. Austin has such a diverse technology ecosystem. How do you guys manage to play nice with the other groups that are out there that would your members would also be interested in attending? You know, or do you just ignore them and do your own thing?
Prior to, you know, maybe 2 years ago, I would have said we just kind of ignored them. We didn't pretend they weren't there, but we did our thing and they did theirs. But the community group ecosystem in Austin is really flourishing these days. You can literally go to a tech event every night of the week, every week of the month. So, you know, the choices out there that and the content, frankly, the content's great at most of these. So, you know, there's always something to do, and sometimes it overlaps, and you know that is an issue for us. You know, sometimes you know our meetup corresponds with a couple other ones, and you know I hear from our members that hey, can we work out these scheduling things? Cause I want to go to both. And we actually sat down recently with some of the other community leaders in Austin, and kind of we all basically decided that no, we weren't going to try and make them not overlap. Because we all felt that consistency was really important and nobody really wanted to change or thought that we needed to. What we're trying to do is work on more collaboration and making sure that kind of in advance people have the ability to go pick what they're going to go to. Sometimes you may miss one or the other, but as long as we can program out far enough in advance where you can say, hey, you know, next month I realize I'm going to have to choose between the two, but I can make that decision ahead of time and not have to like think the day of like, which one am I going to go to? So we're trying to work together. We all kind of decided that we don't overlap from a content standpoint that much. So it's not too big of a deal. And we're trying to think of ways to share speakers, there's no shortage of speakers. We source most of our content internally, there's great talent in Austin. And if you find a guy that's a good speaker on, you know, MySQL or CouchDB, that's tangentially related to PHP, you're going to want those people to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of communicating and saying, you know, hey, we had a really good talk. Maybe you want to go give this talk at one of the other groups that would also be interested. And I think one of the things that we're trying to work harder on is making our content available online, kind of in one central place. So if you can't make it, you can get the slides, you know, that they're going to be available. Any of the code samples or the coding that we do for Austin PHP is on our GitHub, so people can go get that code, check it out. So, you know, if you're not able to get there for whatever reason, be it, you know, your own personal scheduling issue or you want to go to another talk, making sure that, you know, we put our stuff out there to be a resource to the members.
Excellent. Great advice. Okay. Real quick, what is the name of your local user group? I think we've mentioned it four or five times, but let's go ahead and mention it officially. And what's the URL so that people can go see what's coming up?
So we go by Austin PHP, and the best way to get our info is meetup.com/AustinPHP. And then also any of our, we have a slide share for Austin PHP and a GitHub under Austin PHP as well.
Excellent. GitHub, that's unique. I've not seen people or I've not seen user groups do that yet, but I can see the value in it and applaud you guys for, stepping out and doing that. So Josh, I want to thank you for taking the time to be here with us today. And seriously, thank you for everything you're doing for the PHP community.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.